and hitting the donate button and pledging whatever amount you feel is appropriate. And we would thank you. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's currently 11 a.m.
Support comes from Le Restaurant Tante Marie in historic downtown Brobridge, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with a full bar featuring local espressos, beers, and spirits. Featuring live music and dancing all weekend, including a Cajun jam session on Saturday morning. Tante Marie is located at 107 North Main Street in Brobridge. For performance schedules and menus, the website is jamsandbiscuits.com.
Easy, baby.
from an album called Luther's Blues. That was the late Luther Allison. Luther Allison doing a Willie Dixon composition called Easy Baby. Allison, originally from Arkansas, moved with his parents to Chicago in the early 1950s, and he became smitten with a lot of the West Side style of Chicago blues at the time. Ended up moving to Paris and lived there for the rest of his life, although he'd come back to Chicago for recording sessions and the Chicago Blues Festival. Luther Allison bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for you here this Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. And after Nick, at 3 p.m., stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. We're going to turn next to Anna Popovic. She was born and raised in Belgrade in the former Yugoslavia. And she and her family left during the tough times there some years back. She went to the Netherlands and ultimately here to the United States. She's learned blues from her father. He had a big record collection in the former Yugoslavia. Here is Anna Popovic from her disc, three-disc set called Trilogy. Here she is on guitar and vocals with a piece called New Coat of Paint.
Some old town, set him up, we'll be knocking him down. I wear a dress, baby, you wear a tie. Well, I had an old black shot moon in this burning sky. Thank you.
Devil May Care, the title track to a debut album of the band, the A.V. Grouse Band, centered around Jenny Grouse, the vocalist, and Chris A.V., the guitarist. They're from the Quad City areas of Davenport and Bettendorf, Iowa, and Rock Island and Moline, Illinois. And again, this is their debut disc. Yeah, it sounds pretty good. We heard Anna Popovic just prior to hearing the A.V. Grouse Band. We heard Popovic from her three-disc set, Trilogy. She was on guitar and vocals doing a number called New Coat of Paint. Next, we're going to turn to the late Clarence Gatemouth Brown from a disc called American Music Texas Style. Here's Gate doing a piece called Rock My Blues Away.
Rock me slow, rock me till I can't stand no more. If you love me, then let me know. Hold me tight and don't let me go. Hey, baby, rock my blues away. Deacon John was walking around. He was looking for Elder Brown.
He was laying on that pretty chick, but Elder done beat him to the trick. Hey, baby.
Rock my blues away. Joe in the corner with the big fat girl. Yes, his head began to whirl.
Give the cat another. sure look fine, hey.
Rock my blues away. Just can't ask old man Mo where you get them pretty clothes.
Old Mo laughs in a face. Said my horse just won the race. Hey,
rock my blues away.
Bud Skaggs from a disc called Come On Home. That came out in 1997. That was his rendition of T-Bone Shuffle. Before hearing Bud Skaggs, we heard late Clarence Gatemouth Brown from a disc called American Music Texas Style Gate doing a number called Rock My Blues Away. Gatemouth Brown owed a lot to T-Bone Walker in a sense that his style owed something to T-Bone Walker's style, but Gatemouth wasn't a clone at all of T-Bone. He definitely had a distinct individual style of playing guitar. But there was a night at the Bronze Peacock back in 1945 in Houston, Texas, when T-Bone Walker was playing, and he ended up getting sick. Gatemouth Brown saw a big career opportunity, and he ended up jumping on stage and sort of taking over. And after that, well, for a while, his career did pretty well. We're going to turn to T-Bone Walker. Here he is from July of 1942. T-Bone Walker here on KRVS with Mean Old World.
Understand just what I mean. Now all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now time my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat-up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on Bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday night fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me, we fell right in and we hollered, "Let the joy begin." Now we figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there, then I fell on the floor.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the women was screaming and jumping and yelling. The bottles was flying and the fish was smelling. And way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sack.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like I had the St. Vitus dance. Now I tried to crawl under a bathtub when the policeman said, "Where you going there, bub?" Now they got us out of there like a house of fire, put us all in that black marae. Now they might have missed a pitiful few, but they got both me and my buddy too.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
We headed for jail in a dazed condition. They put each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and went for my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now, if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Give me one of them damn fish sandwiches.
Get away from that, boy.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five have recorded in August of 1949, Saturday Night Fish Fry. That one's been covered a few times. And before hearing the Timpani Five with Louis Jordan, we heard T-Bone Walker. T-Bone Walker from 1942 doing Mean Old World. T-Bone, one of the most influential guitarists to probably ever record, for one of the early electric guitar players. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we're going to take a look now at some of the music happening around the area. This evening, L.A. Rocks at Rockin' Bowl. May Runners with Jessica Day appear at Blue Moon Saloon. Forrest Yuval will be at Artmosphere tonight. Belle Rose plays Tante Marie's in Bro Bridge. She's starting at 6:30 this evening. At Route 92 in Youngsville, Kip Saunier, Boku Boogie will be at the Grouse Room tonight. Also this evening, Reese Sullivan will be at Bayou Test Brewery. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play Pelicans on the Bayou in New Iberia. And Little Nate will be at Cowboys, and the Good Dudes play Tampico's tonight. Tomorrow morning, there's a Cajun Jam hosted by Jimmy Bro from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., taking place at Tante Marie's in Bro Bridge. And then later at 6:30 at Tante Marie's, Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds will be performing. Rouge Crew appears at Grouse Room tomorrow night. Cashier, Bruzy Peets, and Toops will all be at Artmosphere. Also tomorrow, Radio Zydeco, along with Forrest Yuval, play Blue Moon Saloon. At the Rockin' Bowl, the Velcro Pygmies. There's a Cajun Jam tomorrow afternoon at Vermilionville. Also, there's a Hemlock album release party at Rev Coffee Roasters with Julie O'Dell and also Hutch Hartford. Peter Bilt Revival appears at Route 92 in Youngsville. The band Ohm will be at Gloria's Restaurant. Dylan LeBlanc with Dustin Dale Gaspar. They appear at the Pearl tomorrow night. At Cowboys Steel Shot and Stephen John Seymour. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be at Toby's in Opelousas tomorrow evening. And Forrest Yuval, as well as Bobby Michaud and the Cooley Jumpers, all at Bayou Test Brewery tomorrow afternoon. On Sunday, Sam Broussard and Chyna Huval will be at Tante Marie's for a brunch starting at 10:30. And Tet Dur appear at the Pats at Chafalaya Club. Kevin Naka and the Austin Playboys will be at Rockin' Bowl on Sunday. And at La Poussière and Bro Bridge, Jackie Kaye, Ivy Dugas and the Cajun Cousins. And for the Bal du Dimanche Sunday afternoon at Vermilionville starting at 1 p.m., Wayne Singleton and Same Old Two-Step. Also, every Sunday, there's a Cajun Jam at Bayou Test Brewery. Every Monday night, there's a Bluegrass Jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. And, of course, every Wednesday night, there's a Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And NPR is currently hosting its Tiny Desk Contest, and KRVS would like to help three local bands submit good quality video and audio for that contest. We'll be collecting submissions for the contest until noon on March 7th. You can submit your videos to mbrown@krvs.org, and your demo videos may be filmed on a smartphone if you'd like. If you'd like a complete list of rules for the Tiny Desk contest, you can enter KRVS Tiny Desk into your favorite search engine. We're going to turn now to Amos Milburn. He was in the Navy during World War II, 16 years old. 1945, he got out at 18 years old. The following year, he started recording for Aladdin Records. He was out of Houston, Texas, a good pianist and composer. And in 1947, he had his first really significant hit with a number called A Chicken Shack Boogie. Here's Amos Milburn.
Got back. and I'm looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. They say it's fine as wine and it's really on a ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Down by the creek, where you can get a whole gob of good things to eat. All good parts of the chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part that went over the fence. Yes, they say it's a place where all the bad cats meet. You better be mighty careful where you take a seat. Mighty careful, let's have a ball. Come on all you fellas and take a drink from my pack, 'cause the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack.
To do the Gulfport Boogie, North Gulfport Boogie, you can dance a long time on Old Highway 49. Let it rock now. Jump and jive till the break of day. Little Conway's doing the Gulfport Boogie. North Gulfport Boogie. You can dance a long time on Old Highway 49. Well, yeah, Old Highway 49. You know there's a new 49, double lanes, but this is a single lane, Old Highway 49, Old Highway. Oh, how good you really makes me feel during the Gulfport Boogie. North Gulfport Boogie. You can dance a long time on Old Highway 49. Let it rock down. Go ahead and strike a nerve, yeah. Oh, well, well. squat and burst your britches. Well, the Gulfport boogie. No, the Gulfport boogie. Well, the Gulfport boogie. No, the Gulfport boogie. You can dance a long time on Highway 49.
Roosevelt Sykes here on KRVS. What a character. Really fine pianist, one of the really important blues pianists prior to World War II and then definitely afterwards. But he was on the St. Louis scene in the 30s. Then he was in Chicago for quite a while. In 1954, he moved to New Orleans because piano blues was just had become basically passé in Chicago, but not so in New Orleans. This particular track was recorded in May of 1963. Before we heard Roosevelt Sykes, we heard Amos Milburn from Houston, Texas. We heard him recorded back in November of 1947 doing his classic Chicken Shack Boogie. Well, we just had the entertainment calendar a few months ago. There's one addition that I missed. I'd like to announce that the Lagniappe Band will be playing at Zeus Restaurant in Crowley tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. Again, that's the Lagniappe Band at Zeus Restaurant in Crowley tonight starting at 7 p.m. Well, we heard Amos Milburn. We're going to return to Houston. We're going to listen next to Lightning Hopkins, the late Lightning Hopkins, recording for Gold Star Records, which he did from 1947 to 1950. Here's the late Lightning Hopkins with a piece called Shining Moon.
Don't this shining moon look pretty? Shining down through the trees. Don't the moon look pretty? Shining down through the trees. I can see my baby, don't, when she don't see me. I looked up at the shining moon, stars were sparkling green. I looked up at the shining moon, stars were sparkling green. I got a sweet little woman, that a man most ever seen. I eat over to her window, see how sweet she snows. I tipped over to her window, see how sweet she snows. She made me feel like jumping. She holding the door.
You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you give it all away. I'm not bragging, but understood. Everything I do, I try to do it good. You got to give me some of it, yeah. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you give it all away. Now your custard pie looks good and nice. When you cut it, please save me a slice. You got to give me some of it. Yes, you is. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you give it all away. Hey, now. Hey, number four. I live right across that street. You cut that pie, please save me a piece. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you get it all away. Wait for me. Yeah. Well, it's good enough for me. You got to give me some of it. Yeah, give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you give it all away.
Recorded in Memphis back in June of 1939. That was Blind Boy Fuller on guitar and vocals, and also Sonny Terry on blues harp on that particular track, I Want Some of Your Pie. Blind Boy Fuller, one of the most popular of Piedmont-style blues recording artists. He had about a five-year run, died young in his early 40s of an infection, but again, one of the most popular within his own lifetime. We heard Lightning Hopkins just before Blind Boy Fuller and Sonny Terry. Lightning, recording for Gold Star Records, we heard him doing a number called Shining Moon. Next here on KRVS, we have another Blind Boy Fuller tune coming up next. This time, though, we're going to turn to a disc called Black Rock by Joe Bonamassa. Here's Joe Bonamassa doing a rendition of Fuller's Baby, You Gotta Change Your Mind.
One, two, three, four. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you? You gotta change your mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you? You gotta change your mind. I woke up this morning about 4:30. Somebody knocking at my back door. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. You better change your mind. Baby, if you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. Baby, if you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. What you doing, mama, you'll do it again. I'm setting out about 10:30. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Thank you. I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. In front of the jury with my eyes full of tears, for beating up my gal I got 45 years. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Baby, if you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. Baby, if you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. My gal likes liquor like rye and gin. We can't get a whiskey drink, but man thinks she can. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Knocking at my back door. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your
California, hate to leave you this way. Well, goodbye, California, hate to leave you this way. Well, the Greyhound brought me here. Highway 51 gonna carry me away.
John Lee Hooker here on KRVS. John Lee with a number called The War Is Over. Before we heard John Lee, we heard Joe Bonamassa from his disc Black Rock. Bonamassa doing an acoustic treatment of a tune that was first recorded in that fashion, a number called Baby, You Gotta Change Your Mind. Again, that was an old Blind Boy Fuller tune. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And we're online at krvs.org, on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. We'd like to thank all of those of you out there who are members of Public Radio who keep us on the air with annual contributions. We wouldn't be here without that support. We would like to say thanks, and we hope that some of you that aren't members will consider supporting us. We have to have a good membership base to qualified for a lot of these grants. You can pledge your support securely online at any time at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 12:06 with our final hour of the Blues Box. And here's Little Walter on blues, harp, and vocals with a number called Don't Need No Horse to take us up to news time. Thank you.